fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 22nd of January. The prepper tip of the day, learn how to garden. Join a garden club. Get everything you need for gardening, the seeds, the tools, the fertilizer, everything you need, the greenhouse maybe. Food will become a really big deal. It will get a lot more expensive in the not-too-distant future. Well, John, this whole flat earth thing is fascinating on one hand and bizarre on the other. Aviators, the aviation charts would all have to be fraudulent in order for your flat earth theory to be accurate, wouldn't they?
No, not really, not at all, because the whole idea, the mathematics on a flat earth map and the mathematics on a ball earth map both work. The seasons, you know, the Tropic of Cancer and all the other, they work on a flat earth map. Here's the thing, John. Say, for instance, the towers in New York City were nearly of a quarter mile, they were almost a quarter mile tall. Okay? I can't see them from Nashville, Tennessee, because that's 800 miles away. So 800, quarter mile, it's actually pretty small when you take into consideration perspective. Would you agree?
So no, not at all. I don't agree at all. I don't agree at all. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. If you, like the Mackinac Bridge, okay, if you're 10 miles from the Mackinac Bridge, it looks pretty small. You might see it, but you'll just barely see it. And you get to the Mackinac Bridge, and it's 5 miles long over the Straits of Mackinac. But because of your distance, perspective, and the vanishing point, it seems very tiny. So
the vanishing point is something the human, well, two parallel lines seem to come together, like railroad lines, at a certain point distance from you. That's the vanishing point. It doesn't apply to a ship going away from you, though.
Sure it does, because a ship...
No, it doesn't
ship,
at all,
John.
It doesn't at all.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. The ship has a starboard side and a, whatever they call the other side. I'm not a boater. But the ship has two sides. It's still going to go outside of your field of view. It's going to enter the vanishing point. It's not going over a curve. It's leaving your field of view.
It is going over a curve. It is, in fact, going over a curve. And that's,
is it
that's
really?
Been true.
What is the nature of water, John? Physics. What is the nature of water?
It's wet.
It seeks its own level, correct?
It does seek its own
They've actually got levels in buildings that they use water as the level to build with.
Right.
So water seeks its own level. Water doesn't seek its own curve. So the water between Europe and the United States is level. It's not curved. It's level.
Water,
physics
water,
says it's level.
Because of gravity, the water follows the curvature of the Earth.
Okay, back to gravity. After 500 years, type into Google, type into whatever your search engine is, theory of gravity, and right alongside it, type in fact of gravity. You won't get any response for the fact of gravity because it's still called a theory. You can't prove it according to what's-his-face, but we can show the effects of it. We can't prove it, but we can show you its effect, and he drops his microphone. That's density. The microphone weighs more than the air under it. It's going to hit the ground. You drop a bowling ball on your foot, it's going to hurt because it's denser than the air. You float a battleship, how many tons to hold up airplanes and aircraft and 5,000 men on a carrier with the aircraft, and somehow the boat floats. That's called buoyancy because it's displacing more weight in water than it is in the vessel and its cargo.
If you're in an aircraft going fast enough downward, gravity goes away.
Does it? Gravity doesn't exist. How can it go away?
You're overcoming the effect of gravity. When you're going in an airplane towards the ground fast enough, you overcome the effect of gravity, and things inside the aircraft become weightless.
Gravity is very convenient. Gravity is very convenient. You can overcome it by going down, and you can overcome it by passing air.
And when you go,
when
you go up away from Earth, the gravitational force becomes stronger. G forces.
Well, that's what they tell us.
Well, I've experienced that firsthand.
I've experienced G-forces as well. I was a drag racer. I experienced G-force. They call it G-force in a car, but it's only because I was accelerating, pushing my body back into the seat. That's not gravity. That's horsepower. That's torque. Gravity is a lie. It's still, after 500 years, called a theory because some Luciferian Illuminati, whatever you want to call him, named Newton, was sitting under a tree and an apple hit him on the head. And lo and behold, he couldn't figure out why. Because the apple weighed more than the air and your head was in the way. It's not
Well, John,
crazy.
I think we're going to have to conclude this. We spent enough time on fantasy. We need to
please,
move on.
Please, again, there's a proverb that says, he that answers the matter without knowing it is a shame and a folly unto him.
Well,
unless you've investigated it sincerely.
I've watched ships go away from me,
terrible.
And they go out of sight because of the curvature of the Earth.
And you're believing that the Earth is curved, and that apparently on the ocean, water doesn't seek its own level.
It does, and it sticks to the curvature of the Earth. That's what it does.
How about the four corners of the Earth mentioned in the Bible? How about in Job, when God asked him where he was when he laid the cornerstone? How about in the Bible when he said, I laid a line upon the face of the Earth? Builders lay lines, John, to find level. You can't have, God could not build the earth and use a stretch of line across the face of the earth to find a curve. He didn't make a mud ball and kick it off into space chasing the sun. We've been lied to, and that's why we're in the shape we're in, because we're believing science, falsely so-called, knowledge, professing themselves to be wise, to become fools, ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. About time.
Well, John,
if we're truthful men and women,
we sir are
we
we're done
the
for
truth.
The day. We are done. Thank you for your
All
call.
Right.
What can we say? Let's get to our next call here. I think we spent enough time on that. Looks like Mark. We have Mark? Is Mark? We don't have Mark. Okay, maybe Glenn in Pennsylvania. Ron and Glenn.
Hello, John. Mark couldn't wait a half hour. I did, though it was excruciatingly painful. You know, it's interesting. Just a note, Mike Rivero doesn't doesn't countenance, doesn't do flat earth calls. He just says, okay, sorry, we don't do that here.
I tolerated this to make an exception. I got the first flat earth call about 5 years ago, and I told the caller, we're not going to spend airtime on that. And that will be it for probably another 4 or 5 years, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yay. Okay. Actually, I'm just calling back about the lady who called about radio transmission distances, and she had wanted to communicate with her family about 30 miles, and then she drives 350 miles a day. Well, and I'm sitting here thinking, which we've mentioned a number of times with Tom, and it is 6 meters, the red-haired stepchild of the ham radio bands. 6 meters, works great for a mobile rig. You could get it, make it, a backpack portable rig. 6 meters would give you about 100 miles, AM, simplex, no skip, no repeaters. So 6 meters the 30 miles would be a walk in the park for 6 meters, and you'd be able to use less power than you would have to do with 2 meters to try and get a distance like that. And then to get the 350 miles, she's probably, she's going to have to go, like you said, HF, she's going to go up and have to go up to 10 or 20 meter band or something like that. But then she's going to be subject to a lot of skip problems and dependability, depending on time of day. And
well, desperate people do desperate things, and if she wants to talk, that's the only way she can do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She can be done, but, in other words, the 350-mile distance is a little trickier, and plus she's going to have to get the family members to, take their ham license, radio license test, and so I don't know. That's all I was going to say.
Okay.
But the six meters does the 30 real easy. So
okay.
All right, man. Take care.
Good. Thank you, Glenn. Our next caller is Roger in Florida. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, John.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your program this morning, and like the previous caller, it was a tough thing listening through the flat earth, but I appreciate your patience and trying to work with the callers. I was thinking about for myself right now, the idea of a Liberty Man and the idea of liberty and justice for our country is really on my heart with all the things that have happened with the election, and I've really taken some time to reflect and ponder how did we get here. And I'm sure you're aware of a quote by John Adams that our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. And it was similar statements by Madison and other founders that our form of government was made for a people that got involved, had virtue, and had honesty. And we've, I think, to a large degree, lost that. Looks like pretty close to half the country is polarized in another direction, and it seems that we've lost two or three generations to the modern education system, getting away from God, getting away from our roots as a Christian Judeo country. I also thought about a quote from a great scientist, Archimedes, said, "Give me a lever long enough and a fulcrum to which to place it, and I shall move the world." And I pondered on that of what can we do? How can we make a difference? And I think that looking at the adversaries, if you will, the people who have got us in this position, they were pretty smart in going underground and claiming the educational system. They got a hold of young minds and indoctrinated them. And also the idea of multiplication. You see it in the network marketing, which I don't really, I'm not participant of, but I've watched and examined. You know, Jesus originally took and trained 12 apostles and sent them out to train others, and that multiplied throughout the world. I think as a patriot, those of us who really love our country, I really hope somehow, some way, President Trump gets back into office, if he's not already in office secretly right now. But even if he does, we're broken as a nation if we don't reclaim the young minds and the minds that are open to truth. And I think that we have to strategically look at ways that we can mentor younger people, that we can get involved and do the hard work that these enemy forces have taken generations, three generations or so, to get us where we're at, we got to get down and get our hands dirty and start teaching constitutional principles, teaching virtue, and then modeling it as best we can. I'm not perfect, but I try to model what I believe. And I just wanted your thoughts on that, if you think that makes sense.
Well, the educational system is critical to everything. And the communists took over the schools that teach the teachers. And they did that beginning probably in the 50s and really accelerated in the 60s. It's a tough thing to overcome. It really is. But it needs to be done. The House Un-American Activities Committee needs to be put back in action. Of course, that's not going to happen in the near future because the communists run the United States Congress, both houses right now, by the way. So we need to do what we can independently of the U.S. Congress. Get control of our local school boards with conservative Christians to do the right thing. That's what we need to happen.
Well, I appreciate your comments on that. I've seen a couple of people that got excited about network marketing and built these downlines because they had the hope of winning a car, getting a lot of money. And I thought, you know, when people are motivated and they begin to teach in their homes and take a couple and then in turn teach them to train a couple of people, that has great power. It's the power of multiplication. Going back to physics, you know, when you have a nuclear reaction and you split one atom and it in turn, those two split another two, if we could get that chain reaction going. So we not only need to teach people, we need to teach them to be teachers themselves, and especially the young people. I think if each of us could make a commitment to recapture and see 2, 3, 4 people that are turned around and believe in constitutional principles. I heard Mike Adams talk about, hey, I was once one of these Democrats in college and didn't, but I got turned around, you know, and people
right.
can
yeah,
get turned around
too.
with knowledge. And I just wanted to give people hope, but it's a long, hard road. We've got to dig in and start right now. I take heart with the early Christians, you know, under governments with people like Nero and Domitian that burned Christians at the stake and terrible persecution. But, you know, those people didn't give up. And they helped when there was a great plague going on in Rome. They came and served when everyone else ran for the hills. Some of them, I guess, got sick and died. But when people saw the Christians' love, I think in early Rome, often because they wanted a son, they would abandon their daughters to die on these mountainsides. And many early Christians came and took those little girls and raised them as their own. And when people saw the love and the sacrifice, it made a difference. I think we really need to get back to that. I really appreciate everything about preparedness. I'm working on a garden. I'm learning about ham radio. I'm learning about all the things I can, but I stop and think in the final analysis, all of that's going to burn up. The only thing that lasts for eternity is what we've really done to change people's hearts and lives. And again, I don't minimize the right now here and now preparedness, but I think that the long-term preparedness for our soul is the most important. So that's all I have to say. Thank you for the platform today.
All
right. And hope your program goes well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate the call. Our next caller is Steve in New York. Good morning, Steve.
Hello, this Steve is maybe Dave. Good morning,
Dave.
John.
Okay. Well, okay. We got this. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. They could have got it mixed up. This is open lines, right?
It is.
For the whole
Go
hour.
Ahead, Dave.
Okay. Open lines, open mind. Just watch out what you stick in there. The flat earth idea, you could argue with people who have this idea for hours, and they have all the answers. It's amazing. And I don't bother. It's a very interesting question. I do not adopt any particular view as being 100% correct on this. In other words, I haven't made up my mind, and it's not particularly relevant to me at this moment. The Amish, it's not relevant to them. They live fine without it. So, but my comment is on the philosophy of science. The philosophy of science, if you look into it, and if you look into the Newtonian theory, Newtonian theory is just a theory, and you cannot prove a theory by using the scientific method. All you can do
Which Newtonian theory are we talking about, Dave? Hold on, we got a break.
Of gravitation.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on the Friday. It is Friday, the 22nd day of January. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Yes, after decades of me hoping somebody would invent this kind of device, it's been invented. I've got mine. My vehicle will run when yours won't. That's a pretty good deal, to have your vehicle run when nobody else's will run. Check out the energy cleaner at my website. There's a nice discount. Okay, our next caller is Victor in Illinois. Good morning, Victor. Victor, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, if he looks at his Bible in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, it says right there, it is he speaking of God who sits above the circle of the earth. So the earth is round. It's a sphere. Right there, it tells him that. I thought he would know that.
That's good to know, Victor. Really good.
Yeah, okay. So I should tell the guy the Earth is... Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, all aviators know that the Earth is round. Sailors know the Earth is round. The ship goes away not because you can't see that far, but because the Earth is round. I don't want to dwell on that anymore. Our next caller is looks like Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, John. The reason why I'm calling in is someone who's been said to be in military intelligence, and I know people are always bashing Mike from around the world, but I happen to believe that he does have some good information, regardless of whose show he's on or whatnot, based on scientific evidence, things that are happening in the world. And this is the other thing. It's not really going to matter so much whether the Earth is round or the Earth is flat. What matters is people's faith and belief in God. This asteroid debris cloud that Steve's been talking about, it's a lot closer and it's coming a lot faster than what they truly thought. This is why they're redoing the Navy map. It's time for people to set aside their differences and start working together and build up the body of Christ instead of tearing each other down and acting like a pack of wolves.
Okay. Anything else, Elizabeth?
Not right now. I'd like to talk to you later when you have some time, John.
Okay. Well, today's pretty jammed up. I'm really covered up today. But thank you for your call, my dear.
Let me know. Okay.
What, you got something else?
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Looks like we have. I'm not sure who's next. I'm going to get a prompt here in a moment. This is quite a morning. Okay, we got through all our callers. Thank goodness. We had a bottom of the hour break coming up here. I have to apologize for giving John from Tennessee so much airtime for the fantasy of flat Earth, which it is. I've known a number of people that believe that. None of them are aviators. None of them have spent any time on the ocean. I spent a week on the ocean. I'm not a particular big fan of the ocean, but it was fun on a cruise last February. And you can fly from New York to Moscow, going pretty much over the North Pole. That's the short way to go. And you can fly over the South Pole and go from South America to South Africa. You can do that. It's routinely done. If you're the military, they don't allow civilians to do that. There's things the South Pole they don't want people to see. There really are. And I've debriefed several men who have some firsthand knowledge about that. Our last caller, not Elizabeth, but the gentleman before, I think it was Victor, was talking about some of the things he's doing. There are tens of thousands of Americans doing similar things. They're establishing hobby farms, and that's what I advocate. You want to have long-term survivals for yourself and your family? Establish a hobby farm. I was talking to a couple. They're going to be putting an offer in on the hobby farm near me here any day now. They'd make great numbers. The realtors I know in this area, they're just covered up with real estate comes on the market and it's sold relatively quickly for two reasons. People looking for safety and people looking to escape the blue states. That's what we're seeing. Transplants here from Washington State, Oregon, Washington, Illinois, a lot of Illinois people, by the way, New York, other places, blue states. They've had it with the high taxes, the regulation, the insanity. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 22nd of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I'm so happy that my friend Sky is manufacturing the rocket stove. Mine is on order. It's been on order for 3 weeks. He promised delivery in 4 weeks. I'll be talking to him the next day or two to get the final delivery date. The only stove we're aware of that burns both twigs and wood pellets. And with the addition of the hopper, it'll hold a fire all night long. I told him when he first approached me about selling his stove, that I said, Sky, people want to be able to go to bed with a fire and wake up with a fire in that stove to keep the house warm. And he went ahead and did that hopper. Pretty neat. Also, my website, The Energy Cleaner, my home business. I use mine every night. I'm a pretty healthy guy. I haven't checked yet to see if the Senior Olympics will be working this year. I was training last year when the COVID shut it down to run the 100-meter dash, and I will run the 100-meter dash again this year if the Senior Olympics are allowed to work, which that remains to be seen. Check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it, at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal. PayPal's wonderful. It's the safest way to make any payment online. Send me a check. My address is there. Keep in mind, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free our line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Dave, are you still with us, sir? Dave, you still there? Take your phone off mute, Dave. Okay, I guess Dave's not there. Maybe he'll get back with us. It's been quite a week. I did a very unusual broadcast Wednesday. I was giving a running commentary of what was going on in Washington, D.C. while I was doing the radio show, giving a running commentary of the president and his beautiful wife leaving the White House, getting on Marine One initially, and then him speaking at Andrews Air Force Base, and then getting on Air Force One. And it seemed like I was watching a movie, quite frankly. All the living presidents assembled there, except President Trump, of course. The vice president was there representing him at the Capitol building. It was very surrealistic. It shouldn't have happened. Joe Biden stole the election. He absolutely stole the election. When I was at the Republican Central Committee meeting for my township, for my county, I should say, everybody looked like their puppy dogs had died. Just sad, forlorn faces. And these are some, you know, pretty tough men and women. These are office holders, former prosecuting attorney, current prosecuting attorney, the sheriff, who's a former Marine, tough guy. We'll get through this. And it looks like Dave in New York is back. What's on your mind, Dave?
Oh, hi, John. I was explaining before that a theory is merely a theory. It can't be proven to be true. It can be proven that it is consistent with the data we have. But then when additional data comes to light that doesn't agree, doesn't fit the theory, it's called an anomaly. And this was explained by Kuhn and Popper's book, The Structure of Scientific Revolutions, which goes over a lot of these astronomy theories and models of the solar system and things like that. Now, with regard to Newton, he induced or deduced a whole equation for gravitational forces between objects. But this was never tested scientifically with a laboratory experiment until 111 years after he came up with that idea and that equation. In Cavendish's lab, they used a torsion balance, which was invented by another guy, but he died before he could do the experiment. So Cavendish did it later, and he measured the forces between two lead balls. And, I don't have the full details on this, and nor do we need to talk about it, but what I'm saying is that what we know, we only know to a certain degree. We have a certain there's a certain probability that we know anything. And that, I think, is shown by Heisenberg's uncertainty principle and the relativity theory. And Einstein's relativity theory was a more advanced theory, which encompassed more parameters like space and time, along with gravitation, to make something which was a more universal theory. But I don't think a universal field theory for all fields in physics has been generated to date. And so there's an advance of theories over time where we view things differently. And that's what happens in science. So so that hopefully that can clarify a little thing. If you ever get that book, I think it's very clear, The Structure of Scientific Revolutions by Kuhn and Popper. We read it in undergraduate college. And I really got into that book because I was a scientist in it. It was very enlightening.
It sounds like it. It sounds like a great book, Dave. It really does.
Yeah, I mentioned it to James McCanny here quite some time ago, and he was a little put off. Maybe he wasn't familiar with the book, but I would also say that there was a very good note sent out by Steve this morning on ivermectin, and sometimes you have to get out your dictionary or think three times, but I think we can distill out that it has been very effective. Even a judge ruled that an 80-year-old lady be treated with that, and she got out of the hospital and off the ventilator, and then her doctor wouldn't give it to her, and she got sick again, and then they gave it to her again, and she got better. So I think that is a very good experiment. Too bad she was the guinea pig. John, would you like to be a guinea pig on this type of experiment? I wouldn't either.
Well, I don't consider using ivermectin protocols experimentation. I consider it good medicine.
Well, what I'm saying is that she was on it and improved greatly, and then she was taken off it and fell back.
Well, you don't need a doctor you on or take. You can do this yourself. You don't need any medical assistance to do that.
I know that, but what I'm saying is that this was an experiment, in effect, showing that there's a correlation with being on it and off it with the same subject, the same person, the same model.
Understood.
Living model, Yeah, John. So,
okay.
The other thing is I would not put my faith in any man, and what I say these days is don't focus on the man, focus on the plan. And either man that we have, because the scripture says that cursed is the man that trusts in man, okay, and in the arm of the flesh, cursed. So we are cursed when we trust in man instead of God. We recognize that Trump, as Washington, is a Freemason, right? Isn't that correct?
I don't know that.
He's Scottish Rite. He's Scottish Rite, I believe.
Okay.
And the Scottish Rite has, I'll send you information, you can look at this, and it describes many, many things, including the numerology, including the resurrection of Osiris during the inauguration, a separate ceremony that is conducted in the Masonic building in the Capitol. And we can recognize that things are not merely as they appear on the surface. I think this is something we should really understand.
I have a copy of Morals and Dogma. I have a copy of Morals and Dogma. That's all the information I need, where they clearly state that they're worshiping Satan.
Well, no, but the connections of that to what's going on in, quote, government in D.C. is, I'll send you something you can, in your spare time,
in my spare time. Gotcha.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, thanks for the call. Our next caller is Paul in Missouri. Good morning, Paul.
Yes, as bad as I hated to, I listened to Biden yesterday before he signed the executive orders, and he specifically said it will take a couple months to get the majority of Americans vaccinated. And then he signed the Defense Production Act, and he's talking about everything that they're gearing up to vaccinate the whole country. And I fully believe that they intend to, if they have to, forcefully vaccinate the whole country. I pay more attention to what the Democrats are saying, like Biden, as bad as I hate to listen to it, because I believe they actually mean to do the things that they're saying they're going to do, unlike Trump, who was all talk and no action. These people are going for it. Trump was all talk and no action. He never locked nobody up or nothing.
Hardly, so, Paul. There was many, many good things, action from President Trump. Many good things. Anything else, Paul?
When it boils down to it, Trump sold us out to save his own butt. So now we've got to deal with this.
I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe that for a minute. Well, thank you, Paul, for your call. Our next caller is Carmine in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Carmine.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know we spent enough time on the flat earth, but John, that guy John, he answered questions. His argument to come back to you were cliches, not facts.
Right.
And if you spent any time looking in the Bible, there's this quote in the Bible. I don't know where it is. I have to look it up again, where God looks down on the circle of the earth. Well, that was the grammar they had back then, the vocabulary. It sounds like to me that God was looking at around sphere.
Right, right. Well, like I say, and people who get caught up in flat earth, they're not aviators and they're not sailors.
I was going to say also, it's not that Biden stole the election. We've had for now 20 years the Democrats just doing whatever they want. And so they've gotten to the point with arrogance that they figure we can do whatever we want. And this is what they did. They control the media and everything else, and you can't get anything honest across to them. When honesty disappears, which the first place it disappears is in the courtrooms, because one side's going to lie the behind off to get the other guy off, to get the client off, where the other one's trying to present truth. So it's a vicious circle. Something has to be done. I don't know what has to be done. I'm too old to fight anymore, but I just feel that people should know that truth will win if it ever gets to the surface.
That's what needs to happen, Karma, and I agree with you absolutely.
Okay, you have a very nice day. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for the call. Well, I've spent way too much time in courtrooms in various matters, murders and so forth, and I've seen prosecutors outright lie, and I've seen defense counsel outright lie also. It can happen both ways. All right. Well, the call number is 512-248-8252. Hard times are ahead of us. What started in Portland will be spreading to other cities. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, attacking businesses, destroying businesses, attacking government offices. They've said they're going to do this, and they've already started. The blue cities and the blue states, of course, are the worst. That's where people are going to be escaping. My friend Sam Andrews said there's going to be a flood of people escaping the blue states. And it's been a trickle. It's been a pretty big trickle. I know Illinois, the right next to Missouri, they lose many hundreds of families a week leaving Illinois for good. And typically, the people that are leaving are young, productive people that have valuable skill sets, that want to have the best opportunities for their families. And they don't see a future in Illinois. People don't see a future in California, Washington State, Oregon, New York. Socialism is really expensive. And the taxes have to be really high to pay for the expensive socialist programs. That's why the taxes are so high. It's expensive. Illinois is basically bankrupted themselves with the social programs they've got. And maybe it's time to get out. If you live in Illinois, we've got real estate for sale in Missouri. We have a lot of freedom in Missouri. In most of the 113 counties, probably about 95 or so of those counties, you can build a nice 2,000, 5,000 square foot home with no building permit, no inspections. You can own all the firearms you want, including all the machine guns you want, a fully operational tank if you choose to, airplanes with machine guns mounted on them. We have a lot of freedom here. We have a religious exemption for all vaccinations for children in school. Very nice. We do not have, I'm pretty sure, any statewide Democratic office holders. I might be wrong on that. I know in my county we have no Democratic office holders. I don't anticipate we'll have any anytime soon. St. Louis City is problematic. Kansas City, Columbia, Springfield to a certain extent. Hotbeds of liberal, socialist, communist, Democrat, Muslim activity. But the rest of the state is pretty normal. I love my state. It's a great state. And it's a big state. Missouri is a really big state. We have one of our 113 counties. Texas County alone is close to the size of the state of Rhode Island, by the way. That's a big county. That's just one of 113 counties. So we have, in my part of Missouri, south central Missouri, relatively mild, relatively short winters. I think our total snow accumulation all last five winters combined is less than 2 inches. All five winters combined. Some winters we get a half inch. Another winter we might get a quarter inch. Maybe in a winter after that we might get 3/4 of an inch of snow, which is fine with me. The cold weather does come, not nearly the kind of cold that people deal with in northern Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and so forth, North Dakota. Not nearly that kind of cold weather. Wyoming, Montana. No, we get some pretty mild winters that are relatively short. All the water you'd ever want. Missouri has more bridges than any state in the Union. That's because we got so many creeks and rivers. And the majority of them are in the Ozarks, which is the area south of the Missouri River. That's the Ozarks. Looks like we got Elizabeth from New York back for a cameo. What's on your mind, Elizabeth?
Yeah, John.
Hold on. We got our last break. Hold
right.
on.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 22nd of January. Elizabeth, what's on your mind, my dear?
Okay, this is basically what I want to get across. That last caller who said that Trump has sold us out, it couldn't be farthest from the truth. There are things that are going on behind the scenes that many people are not aware of that they will be brought into the light. And they need to be patient. This is going to come about. Right now, he needs all his supporters not to do foolish things like the riots and stuff that were done with the Capitol. I do know that Antifa and everything, you know, this is what they want. They want us to do something like that so that they can confiscate the guns and whatnot. If people truly hung on every word that he said and the different things that have been going around, that the people who are closing to him are putting out as far as messages, you have to look at the words. I mean, it's not being said directly. You have to put the pieces together. And I'm not talking just Q either. I'm talking people like Pompeo and a bunch of other people. There is so much going on, and these people who do not do the research, they're doing a disservice because they're actually helping the other side by not doing due diligence and truly know what they're talking about. And
well, I agree, Elizabeth. I listened to an audio recording of a man who was in the White House once or twice a week for the last several years, and it was a frantic frenzy of activity the last 3 months trying to save this presidency. And the president
the
came
whole
to
thing
conclusion
of it
there was powers
the
beyond his
is
control.
The Art of War. Anyone who knows that book, and John, I know you're real familiar with it.
Oh, yes.
That's what's going on right now.
It is. That's a big part of it.
You don't go ahead and disclose to your enemy what you're going to do. And he said that from the very beginning of his administration, he is not going to let people know what he's doing beforehand. And he has kept his word about everything. And he has
accomplished pretty much everything he set out to, everything he promised. And it was a wonderful 4 years. Elizabeth, we're out of time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
Okay. It's a sad commentary when the office of the president can't overcome the hurdles that they were put in front of him. And he was diligent. He had great people, but there's powers that he simply could not overcome. That's why I started out the show with the Woodrow Wilson quotation. I'll give it one last time. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of somebody. Are afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.